Some 500 women ran with the men in this Sunday's marathon, though an untold number remained at home, scared off by fear of violent reprisals. Hardline Islamic protesters had demanded that women be barred from this weekend's race, arguing that a mixed event would violate the precepts of their Islamic faith. But Professor of Politics and Women's Studies at the University of York in the north of England, Halle Afshar, says the underlying reasons behind the continued discrimination against women in Pakistan are cultural rather than doctrinal.
If we actually go back to the very early days of Islam, we find that the wife of the Prophet, Aisha, was actually at the head of an army, clearly consisting of men, fighting another army of men. So, you know, there's perfectly good religious precedent. Therefore, there is no reason except cultural reasons. One is the insistence on segregated schooling, which has actually meant that in many rural areas there's almost no schools because, you know, the rural areas are so poor that if you have to provide both schools for boys and schools for girls, you know, you end up just having schools for boys. But also, it has actually meant that there is discrimination against women in terms of practice rather than in terms of theory.
The Bishop of Islamabad, Anthony Theodore Lobo, explains that the problem extends also into the professions, and this is felt especially in the more rural regions.
Well, there are lots of girls. There are even medical colleges for women. But the thing is, a lot of them after marriage are not allowed to practice. And certainly, they would like to practice in the big cities where they feel safer. And they wouldn't like to go to rural areas and places where they don't find themselves secure.
The constitution of Pakistan, meanwhile, guarantees equal rights for women. I'm Philippa Hitchin.